you wonderful people, and welcome to episode 68 of the Low Carb Universe Show, your health boost every week, weekly health boost. I'm not even sure what we are doing, so that's why. So how are you, Hannah?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am awesome.
Fantastic, so happy for you.
Yes, someone has to be, you know. It's a hard work, but someone has to be awesome. So
That's true.
Next week it could be you.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah. So, well, how is your week?
It's been a mix of things.
Okay.
Good, a bit of good, a bit of bad, a bit of in between sort of thing. So yeah.
So
just trying to make it all even.
Yeah.
And
It's been both up and down.
Yeah.
But the downs aren't that deep. So now, and I am the kind of person that I can get pretty pissed off. And I am that for like, I am angry for like 4 minutes. I just have to make someone listen to me complaining for a couple of minutes, and then I'm satisfied. then I'm happy bitter again.
That's great.
Yeah. And I can start with the boosts. And
go
one
ahead.
Thing that makes me happy and is very nutritious for my body is that we have the largest blackberry bush outside our entrance.
Ooh.
At home.
Nice.
And they are now, I've never seen it this big. I've never seen so many berries. And they get mature so very quick now. And they keep coming for like a month when they start maturing. So an hour ago or something, I went out and I picked some sun-warm, mature, juicy, dark, beautiful blackberries. And I had them with cream.
That sounds amazing.
Yes, and it's organic.
Okay.
And it's produced, there's no...
very locally.
Very locally produced. and that is my... it's a big part of my philosophy when it comes to food, that... maybe the first years I was on low carb, I didn't eat berries. Oh, yes, I ate berries, but I avoided like maybe fruit, maybe an apple and things like that. But nowadays, I am more into tune with the seasonal eating.
Yeah.
And because that's the best for the environment and myself, I think. So, and since I don't have any problems with my health and no problems with my blood sugar, I do eat. So... I'm going to enjoy this for quite a long time now. To have it. You just go pass it when you go away from home and you come home, and then look at
snack.
Those
a little mid stair snack.
Yes, and my other boost, talking about locally produced, I woke up very early this morning. Not a surprise, which, I am coming back to that later, actually. And I saw a show on TV about a restaurant in San Francisco. It's called Gwendolyn. And
is that the one that only serves the garlic?
No. They only produce that comes from an area of like 25 miles.
That's
from
great.
The restaurant.
Yeah.
And they were serving cow's brain. And actually, when it's cooked, they say that it's like foie gras.
Okay.
So duck liver or, And the thing with this restaurant is that they have the right philosophy when it comes to the nose to tail thing.
Exactly.
Because if we are going to eat meat, as I do think that we should and ought to, we should use so much as possible from every
all of it,
every animal. And they have no electric machines. Okay. They do everything by hand. And
are they Amish?
What?
Are they Amish?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I saw this guy preparing sorbet ice cream, and he kept whisking it by hand. And it took a few hours to do it. So,
of course, yeah.
Yeah, but that's maybe a bit extreme. But I like the concept, and I like that they are so aware.
Yeah, definitely. I really do enjoy that people really take care of the whole thing, because, and that's my reason, actually, I realized, for why I'm completely okay with wearing leather.
Yes.
Because that means that I'm using the animal that I've eaten the meat from, and so nothing goes to waste.
Yeah.
And, you know, do bone broth on the bones, and, you know, all of this stuff, and try to cook a little bit more adventurously. Maybe not. I haven't quite gone to cow brain yet.
No.
But never say never, right?
Never say never. Absolutely. Yeah, and I have one more thing that I do, not so much nowadays, but a couple of times a year. I play the violin, and there's horse hair in the stråke,
in the
thingy, yeah,
pokey thing,
yeah, the thing you make sounds with. So that's another use for things.
True.
Yeah.
Do you also eat horse meat then?
Absolutely. From the region where I am, they used horses because it was a big mine in this region where they used small horses to drag up the stuff from the mine. And this was like 15th, 16th century or something, and they took care of everything. So when those horses died, I hope they slaughtered them, because self-dead meat isn't that, I don't know.
Yeah.
They made a special sausage out of it.
True.
Yes.
Very good.
And that sausage is, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. So that was my second boost. And
cool.
I woke up very, very early this morning, and I found also an article about a new study.
Okay.
I'm actually an advanced sleeper, Hannah.
Are you?
Yes.
Wow.
They've been doing, they've been studying people and their sleep behavior and their behavior throughout the day. And there's actually a special word for people like me. So I'm advanced sleeper, and that means that we can get out of bed like 4 or 5, and we are ready to go to work, and we feel that we had a good night's sleep and everything. And then we don't stay awake that long in the evenings.
No.
And that you know as well.
That I am aware of.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very, very common. But so my boost from that is actually several, because I have a title. I think I should add it to my business card. Advanced sleeper. Yeah.
Makes everything better.
Yes. And that it's...
Everything is in a title.
Yes. And then I'm not... There's nothing wrong with me. Just because I do like... No, I wasn't afraid of that. But it seems like I'm stupid. I can wake up at 4, and at 4:30 I'm sitting working. It's... Yeah. So, Bitte, the advanced sleeper. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. So, and what's on your list, Hannah?
I have actually, this is one of our core values, which is vanity. Well, actually, also just feeling good in your skin.
Yeah.
I actually came across a new skincare brand and range that I'm not sponsored by, but I'm still not going to mention it because we can get into all kinds of trouble. So there's no point. This is very natural stuff, and I got it as a tester when I was buying something
else. Okay.
And so I started testing it. And you know these testers, these like beauty testers that you try just once and you're like, wow, they do not exist very much. Like, you don't get a lot of wow samples.
No.
You really don't. But this one was really like, oh my God, my skin feels amazing and it looks amazing and all of this stuff. So that was a boost for me to find a new skincare range that I really, really enjoy putting on my skin and taking care of my little skin cells because they protect me from so much stuff. And yeah.
Awesome.
Happy. So all natural and all of this stuff, but without smelling like a dirty hippie, which is also
that's
nice.
That's really nice because that's many things that might be a good product. It smells like too much.
I know.
Or
it's too hippie.
Yes. No. But you can tell me the brand later afterwards. Yes, please do.
Yeah, but this smells like beautiful, like citrusy, very fresh. And yeah, I was very happy with it. So that was my boost number one.
Okay, great boost.
Boost number two is that I also found a new brand of CBD oil.
Wow. Okay.
Which I won't say the brand name either because, you know, trouble and shit. Anyway, that is only done with MCT oil. So nothing weird, nothing. So it's basically CBD CBD oil in MCT oil.
Wow.
So that you get the ketones at the same
time. It sounds very potent.
It's very potent.
Yeah.
Very nice. It puts you to sleep easily. Me, as a non-advanced sleeper, sometimes need help to go to sleep. And this really does help.
Yeah. Oh.
And, I mean, other things with CBD oil is, of course, that it's anti-inflammatory, which is really important when your blood sugars are maybe not at a perfect level at all times, every day. So there's a lot of good benefits, I feel, with CBD. We can, this can be discussed, of course, into obscenity, but for me, I feel it's a good thing to add to my routine.
Oh, great. Yeah, I actually, I actually heard on the Swedish news show this morning that they have this house doctor, sort of, and he was talking about...
Is it the orange one?
Yes. We can tell people that he's very, very tanned, extremely tanned.
He's orange.
He's orange.
He's Trump level orange.
And he was talking about multiple sclerosis, MS.
Yeah.
And people were asking him about the CBD oil, actually. And he was like, arr, arr. Yeah. And you have to realize that people just want to make money. Of course, it's the same when it comes to keto, our business, and
everything.
Of course. But the thing is that people are actually helped. And he said, but if I personally had a lot of aching and problems when it comes to MS, I would try it as well. So. Yeah.
Okay. Nice conclusion, Doctor.
Doctor Orange.
Doctor Orange, not Agent Orange, but Doctor Orange.
But he looks like Agent Orange. Yeah.
Oh, that was was terrible. Yeah. Sorry to all higher powers. I will probably go to hell.
Yeah.
Fine. Anyway, it'll be nice and cozy, warm. Another thing that I have added to my routine quite recently, or actually re-added because I had it before and then I somehow lost it, but now I'm doing it again. It is to list. I've started with just three things before I go to sleep and before I open my eyes in the morning. Just list three things that I'm grateful for in that moment, and that has really helped me to get a different outlook on life and on, you know, everything that is going on in life.
Okay. Yeah.
And actually I have to put in a sneaky boost here as well. I actually got help from one of my friends because I said it was a little bit difficult sometimes for me to get out of bed in the mornings. You know, it feels like someone's poured super glue in my bed and I can't really get up from the same moment that I wake up. Usually I'm very good at it. A few days lately I haven't been. And she's like, well, actually, enjoy it. You can just work from bed. I'm like, that's true. That's fantastic. And this is the joy of not having children. I'm like, you are so right. So, yeah, she really helped me. So that was a health boost as well. I felt better about myself, not worse about my inability of
exactly
getting
you have to find the positive parts in everything. And I can actually, yeah, although having two children, I can really I can understand, because my youngest, she moved to school Sunday, and it's
exactly
like.
But you don't have a problem with getting out of bed.
No, I don't.
So,
but
I mean,
you know, I would love to have grown-up time and some things. Some, yeah, and my burden when it comes to cleaning is immediately decreased. Why?
Alleviated.
75% sort of. No, she's wonderful. Both my daughters are wonderful. But it's nice because I know it's school starts all over the world in this period now, and yeah, many children are moving away from home to study and things, and many people think that it's the worst thing that ever happened to them, but yeah, actually I understand it can be hard, but actually you should try what you are saying. People should try exactly the thing you are saying now. They try to see the positive in it, because it's completely natural. Kids shouldn't be staying at home for the whole life, you know.
And my final boost is actually because I have one of these biohacker rings that I do wear.
Yeah.
And it gives me a calorie goal every day.
Okay.
So sometimes it's, you know, if I haven't slept that well and I haven't recovered that well, it's, you know, somewhere around like 250 calories that I have to move, which is not, it shouldn't be a challenge.
No.
Sometimes it is still, but it shouldn't be. But usually it's between 300, 350, 450, somewhere around there. And actually, I've made sure to meet this goal for the past week.
Okay.
I think 6 out of 7 days I've met this calorie goal that it suggested for me.
Okay.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. I feel amazing.
You do?
Yeah. So just an extra walk in the evening, or, you know, a couple of push-ups, or, you know, something, or yoga, or whatever I feel like doing,
yeah,
instead of just sitting around,
yeah,
watching. Actually, that's what you do. You watch social media.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you do. That's correct.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Instead, take some of that time and actually make sure to move your body daily. And it helps to have a goal to reach, of course, for,
yeah,
probably some, if not all of us.
But do you measure the calories in what you're eating as well?
No.
No. No. Stupid.
That's unnecessary.
That is not necessary. But it's...
I just eat to satiety, which I take as a sign that my body has gotten the calories it needs.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't have like an eating disorder, or I don't have anything like that.
No.
So I really dare to listen to my body. Yeah. And if it says, okay, no mas, I say, okay, no mas,
no,
we don't need more.
Yeah. Do you know what I ate yesterday?
Please tell me.
Blood burgers.
Oh, Lord.
I just came to think about it, and I should have brought it up when talking about restaurant Gwendolyn. But my
yes,
oldest daughter, she and her boyfriend, they go around and look for the locally grown foods and organic foods and so, and they are very into this eating real stuff.
Awesome.
And they found beef blood last week.
Wow.
So they made blood burgers, and it was so delicious.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. And I had to...
And nutritious. And healthy and happy.
Yes, absolutely. And I had it with a package of bacon. That was awesome. So two burgers, and they might have been like 150, 160 grams at the total, because,
yeah,
they weren't huge. And then a package like 140 grams of bacon. And that was what I ate yesterday, because I was like,
yeah,
super...
Accidentally carnivore.
Yes, yeah. So now I can truly recommend it.
I want to hear from you who are listening, though. I would love to hear in a comment somewhere in the,
yeah,
internet universe,
yeah,
what is your health boost this,
yes,
week?
Please share.
Let us know.
Yes.
Please,
we would love to.
This is very interesting.
Yes, it actually is. Yeah,
yeah.
And we can help others by letting them know. So that's the purpose with this,
yeah,
one.
We help others by sharing our successes and boosts. boosts.
That is so correct. And it's a perfect way to end this podcast. Yes.
Have a great week.
Same to you. Take care. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.